This is a Hope 103.2 production. Thanks for listening.
Josh, this week, something big is happening in Sydney for people who strive to communicate well and to care well for people with intellectual disabilities. What's going on?
The organisation that I run, called Jesus Club, is having its annual conference. Normally, this is a conference for churches that are running a Jesus Club. So they're the leaders, the coordinators, to train them up and equip them to help work with adults with intellectual disabilities better.
And you said, sorry, normally that's what goes on. Is something different happening this year?
Yeah, it certainly is, Ben. This year we've just decided, we're kind of in growth mode, and we want more people to see what Jesus Club is all about. But even if people, churches don't join a Jesus Club, we want all churches to actually have an understanding and be equipped to minister to people with intellectual disabilities. So this year we've actually just opened it up to everybody who has any interest at all in creating inclusive church communities to minister to be friends with people who have intellectual disabilities. So, Jesus Club is a Bible teaching ministry. We have a whole lot of resources and Bible lessons and worksheets and a whole system, a whole way of doing things. But this year, we just wanted to open the conference and the excellent training that we provide to anybody who actually is interested in working with adults with intellectual disabilities, particularly within a church environment.
And Josh, what do you think someone could expect if they come along to the conference and let's say they're not already part of a Jesus Club, but as you just suggested there, they're looking to better care for and love people in their community with intellectual disabilities? What might they come away with after the conference?
Just an understanding of how to communicate with people with intellectual disabilities, or ID, we say for short. People need a reason to communicate, but they also need a way to communicate. So one of the main workshops that we're doing is with a speech pathologist, Liana Fox, and she is going to do a great presentation and a workshop with everybody about using keyword signs, topic boards, core boards, different devices that are out there for, say, people that don't speak. Ultimately, through the workshop and the presentation and a lot of other smaller workshops and presentations that we've got throughout the day, I think people are going to work away with an understanding that, the better that you understand communication, the more people have an opportunity to better understand your message.
Josh, not only is Jesus Club one of the coolest names that I've heard, the difference that it can make in someone's life, I'm imagining, because I haven't actually been along to one, I'm imagining it can be massive. What is it like for someone coming along and being part of Jesus Club?
It can be a life-changing event. The same as, as Christians, we believe that meeting Jesus is a life-changing event. When adults with intellectual disabilities who have their own way of understanding things, their own, outlook on the whole world, when they actually taught and have the gospel explained to them in a way that they can understand, it's not using a different language. You don't have to go to translating school, but you do have to learn certain skills and, ways to communicate with this group of people. But look, it's a life-changing event. Certainly people have become Christians at Jesus Club, but probably more so is that members who come along, they do learn more about their faith. Instead of just saying, well, Jesus is my friend, and that's, that's the starting point, they can actually gain a much more deeper understanding of their faith and what they believe.
And finally, Josh, for those who may not yet have got involved with Jesus Club, but just hearing you describe some aspects of it, they think, oh yeah, great, maybe I will get along to the conference. What can they expect from being part of a Jesus Club community?
Well, a whole lot of support, a whole lot of fun and friendship with a group of people that you may have not connected with before. Some churches already have adults with ID or people with intellectual disabilities in their church. Others just seem to have a heart for it. They're a church that might want to communicate with group homes and disability services that are prominent around their area. And so they might start a club. And it's ultimately another church outreach to a vastly unreached group of people right here in Australia.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.